بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate.
الحاقه.
The indubitable event, the indubitable event.
Literally, al-haqqa denotes something that is bound to take place. The significance of using this word is to convey to the unbelievers that their denial of the inevitable event, howsoever vehement, will fail to avert its occurrence.
And what is that indubitable event?
وما أدراك ما الحاقة.
And what do you know what that indubitable event is?
كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة.
The Thamud and the Ad denied the possibility of a sudden calamity, calling it false. The Thamud and the Ad denied the possibility of a sudden calamity.
The word calamity is used here to emphasize that the coming event is not only inevitable, but also extremely horrendous.
فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ.
Then the Thamud were destroyed by an awesome upheaval.
وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ.
And the Ad were destroyed by a furiously raging windstorm.
سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ.
Which he let loose upon them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that if you had been there, you might have seen people lying prostrate, as though they were uprooted trunks of hollowed palm trees.
فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ.
Do you now see any trace of them?
وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ بِالْخَاطِئَةِ.
Pharaoh and those before him and the people of the overturned habitations all engaged in the same great sin. Pharaoh and those before him and the people of the overturned habitations.
This is an allusion to Lot's people, peace be upon him, who were struck by God's chastisement, causing their dwellings to be overturned.
فَعَصَوْا رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَخَذَهُمْ أَخْذَةً رَابِيَةً.
They did not follow the messenger of their Lord, and so he seized them with a severe grip.
إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَى الْمَاءُ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ.
Verily, when the water rose to great heights, we bore you upon a floating vessel, i.e. the ark. Verily, when the water rose to great heights.
This alludes to Noah's deluge, peace be upon him.
We bore you upon a floating vessel, i.e. the ark.
The whole human race that exists today consists of the descendants of those who boarded the ark several thousand years ago. Hence, it is being said that we bore you upon a floating vessel.
لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ.
So that we might make it an instructive event for you, and retentive ears might preserve its memory.
فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ.
So when the trumpet is blown with a single blast,
وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةً.
And the earth and the mountains are carried aloft and are crushed to bits at one stroke.
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ.
On that day shall that indubitable event come to pass.
وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَةٌ.
When the sky will be rent asunder, the grip holding it together having loosened on that day.
وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا. ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية.
And the angels will stand on the sides, with eight of them bearing aloft the throne of your Lord on that day. With eight of them bearing aloft the throne of your Lord on that day.
This is a mutashabi, ambiguous verse of the Quran, one whose meaning is hard to determine. We can neither know the reality of the throne nor fully comprehend how it will be held aloft by eight angels on the day of resurrection. It is, however, hardly conceivable that on that day God will be seated, literally speaking, on the throne that will be held up by eight angels. Not insignificantly, the present verse too does not say that at that moment God will be seated on the throne. Besides, the overall concept of God as expounded by the Quran also prevents one from accepting such a notion. For how can it be imagined that God, who is above the limitations of corporeality, space, and direction, will be seated on a certain object with his creatures holding him aloft? Hence, it is futile to probe into the matter, attempting to know about the pith of things in definite terms. In fact, it exposes one to totally erroneous ideas.
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ.
That will be the day when you shall be brought forth before Allah, and no secret of yours shall remain hidden.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهُ.
On that day, he whose record is given to him in his right hand will say, Lo, read my record.
إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهُ.
Verily, I was sure that I would be handed over my account. Verily, I was sure that I would be handed over my account.
Such a person will explain the reason behind his good fortune that it lay in the fact that he was never heedless of the hereafter and spent his whole life believing that one day he will be made to stand before God and be called to account by him.
فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ.
Then he shall find himself in a life of bliss.
في جنة عالية.
In a lofty garden.
قطوفها دانية.
The clusters of whose fruit will be hanging low to be within reach of the inmates of paradise.
كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية.
They will be told, Eat and drink with good cheer as a reward for the good deeds you did in the days that have passed by.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهُ.
As for him whose record will be given to him in his left hand, he will exclaim, Would that I had never been given my record.
وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهُ.
And had not known my account. And had not known my account.
Another possible translation could be, Would that I had known what accounting is. This emphasizes that the evildoers will be faced with something they had not even imagined, that they will be required to render an account of all their deeds and that the whole record of their lives will be placed before them.
يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةُ.
Oh, would that the death that came to me in the world had made an end of me.
ما أغنى عني مالية.
My riches have not availed me.
هلك عني سلطانية.
And my authority has vanished. And my authority has vanished.
On that day he will see that the power he once had and which had turned his head has vanished. Unaided by an army or by those who once obeyed him, he will stand as a miserable and powerless creature lacking even the power to defend himself.
A command will be issued. Seize him and shackle him. Then cast him into the fire.
فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا 70 ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ.
Then fasten him with a chain 70 cubits long.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ.
He would not believe in Allah, the Most Great.
وَلَا يَحُبُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ.
Nor would he urge the feeding of the poor. Nor would he urge the feeding of the poor.
Let alone feeding a hungry person, he does not even ask others to do so.
فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَاهُنَا حَمِيمٌ.
Today, he has been left here, friendless.
وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينٌ.
And has no food except the filth from the washing of wounds.
لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ.
Which only the sinners will eat.